Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Word from my mouth. I love you.
Recording started.
We need each other to survive. Took the song and sang. We need each other to survive. I need you, and you need me. We have to know that that's what we have to do to survive. We need one another. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Hallelujah. We're just going to have a word of prayer. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says in everything give thanks, for this is your will concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we understand your will, Heavenly Father. We understand how important it is to you. I thank you, Father God, as we prepare our hearts to get a word from you. We just want to thank you. Thank you for everything. If I would just take the time and listen, Father God, I'd be here all day long just thanking and praising you. But I thank you, Father God, that you even call us your sons and daughters according to Romans 8, 14 and 15. I thank you, Father God, that you are the stepfather and you call us your temple. We're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Father God. I thank you that we became members of the body of Christ. I thank you, Father God, for your righteousness, because it's your righteousness, Father God, that we live in. According to Ephesians 4 and 24, that make us a citizen, and I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that you chose us at such a time as this to become one with you. I thank you for it, and I praise you for it. Then, Father God, I praise you for everything that you've given us, your mercy and your grace. It fits us. It fits us very well. It fits us like a glove, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Father God, that we're going to continue to wear it. And we're going to wear your mercy and your grace with pride, Heavenly Father. Now, I ask you to remember those that are asking for prayer, that they would like someone to agree with them. Well, we put ourselves in agreement with them according to the scripture in the name of Jesus right now. Then, Father God, we ask you to open someone's understanding, a deeper, deeper understanding of your word. These and all blessings. We ask in Jesus' name. And for his sake, we pray. And everybody agreed to say amen. Okay. I have a scripture I want to share today before we get started here. Hope y'all hearing me. I had to switch off a couple of times. But not showing that y'all hearing me, but I'd be able to. Are you hearing me, Pastor? Hallelujah. Are you hearing me, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, I hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hallelujah. Pastor.
I hear you, Pastor.
Are you hearing me, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, I hear you.
I don't know why I can't hear y'all. Okay. But the Lord had put this scripture in my spirit. It's Jeremiah 1 and 5. And also Jeremiah 31 and 3. And 33 and 3. But I just want to share a portion of this scripture with you guys. It says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn you. That was just so amazing. He says, I formed you. Well, what happened to my dad and my mom? How did they part? No, he said, I formed you in your mother's womb.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes, I loved you with an everlasting love.
Yeah.
Who did that ever bless me? To know that God had part of me all along. There never was a time that God hadn't been in your life. Think about it. Before your mother's womb. I just wanted to affirm that with somebody. I don't know who needs to hear that. But I'm going to ask the pastor. I can't really hello, pastor.
Good afternoon, Pastor.
Can I get you to read? Good. Okay. All right, Pastor.
Good afternoon, Pastor.
Okay. All right. Yeah, can you read the first scripture for us? I want you to read is in Hebrews 4 and verse 16.
Okay, you want that read out of the King James, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
Verses. reads as follows. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen.
That's how God wants us to come boldly before the throne of grace. Now, some people,
amen,
they say, oh, well, you know, I've been hearing grace all week. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, if you're planning on having eternal life, this life I'm talking about, you need to fall in love with grace. Because that's God's gift,
amen,
for us. And if you can't stand God's grace, you can't stand hearing it, then you're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Elite, you're seeking the wrong thing. Because there's three things that you're going to have to always deal with when it comes to God. First of all, it's his word. Because it's in,
yeah,
his word that we learn that we are saved by grace through faith. And so then that becomes the second thing that you have to deal with is grace. Because you are saved by his grace. And the third thing is your faith. See how that works? So you need all three at all times. You can talk about the grace of God all day, every day. You can talk about faith every day, all day. Because without faith, you can't please God. You ain't getting nowhere without faith. Not when it comes to God. So those are the three things. And we were talking about growing in grace. In 1 Peter 2 and 2, it says, as newborn babe, desiring the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. See, you have to have a desire for the word. And when you have that desire for that word, do you realize that that's what I was saying? Those are the three things. How you going to grow? You got to grow in grace. 1 Peter 2:2, I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll read it out of another one, translation. Hallelujah.
Amen. 1 Peter 2:2. From the Message Bible. Praise God. Pastor, if you don't mind, I'd like to read verses 1 and 2 of 1 Peter 2.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Pastor. Reading it from the Message Bible, it says, but there were also lying prophets among you, people, among the people then, just as there will be lying religious teachers among you. They'll smuggle in destructive divisions, pitting you against each other, biting the hand of the one who gave them a chance to have their lives back, themselves on a fast downhill slide to destruction. Oh, I'm so sorry, Pastor. Let me finish. They'll put themselves on a fast downhill slide destruction, but not before they recruit a crowd of mixed up followers who can't tell right from wrong. And I apologize, because that's 2 Peter that has caught my eye. I'm sorry, Pastor. Okay. Now, back to where you were. And that was 1 Peter.
1 Peter 2 and 2.
Say that again, Pastor.
1 Peter 2 and 2. Let me read it again.
First,
it says, as newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And the idea here, we were talking about growing in grace, can't grow without the word of God. And then you want to have the sincere milk of the word. But so you can grow.
Yes. Okay. Amen. Amen. Now reading that from the Message Bible. It says, you've had a taste of God. Now, like infants at the breast, drink deep of God's pure kindness. Then you'll grow up mature and whole in God. Amen.
And let me tell you how that, thank you so much, Pastor. Let me tell you how that works. The sincere milk, what it's talking about is the true milk, not no Similac.
All right.
You know, nowadays they use different kind of stuff, all kind of formulas. They take, all kind of stuff they get these kids. And they wonder why they don't act like humans. You're not giving them human. You're not giving them the sincere milk. You're not giving them the truth. See, that's what sincere is. That's something healthy for them. That's something that's, when you get the sincere, you think of it, it's genuine. They're not getting genuine milk because it ain't coming from the bread. That's why you can't grow. It starts with the word of God. You got to have the sincere, the honest. And then we have to enforce that.
Yeah.
We have to. We have to have. Now, you say, well, why would you enforce that? It's because it's easy for you to believe the doctors. It's easy for you to say, well, you know, I don't want to give my child just anything. So just let me tell you what. If you're not giving the sincere milk, if you're not getting the sincere milk of the word of God, you're getting some false stuff. It's artificial.
Yeah.
If you're not getting the true word of God, because that's what sets you free. It's the word, it's true. And you shall know the truth, John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You can't be free without truth. And I'm not talking about a truth, I'm talking about the truth. Big difference. A lot of people have truths, but they don't have the truth. So when you, if you want to start growing in the grace of God, you got to deal with truth. Not no, the sincere, the truth.
Yeah.
A lot of times people try to mix truth. Well, they put a, I told y'all about that old sandwich lie. They put a little truth, a little lie, and a little truth. You don't know what you got until you bite in it. That's when you realize it ain't what you thought it was. Then they got another sandwich they call a sandwich with he said, she said, they said, you'll never get it straight. And the other lie they tell is straight. They know they lying. You know they lying. It's just a straight lie. So you want truth. You want the sincere milk of the word. You don't want no watered-down stuff. We
Amen.
Are blood pastors, you know. We have to do this. No, ain't no blood pastor, nothing. I want your sincere milk. I want it right from the breast. I want no, what is that stuff called? What's that stuff called, evangelist sharing? It's similar or something like that. What's that called, Pastor?
Mm-hmm. It's similar.
You know, they don't get these kids. They don't get these.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Similac is one of them, and infamil is another
one. Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, it was a time where you would get food. And when I grew up, it was nothing for you see a woman, and she didn't always have a towel over her breast either. But that baby got the mm-hmm. real deal, and especially black.
Yeah.
We got the real mm-hmm. deal. And people wonder why we were so great, because we got the sincere milk, and we produced world record holders, heavyweight champs of the world. They couldn't beat us at nothing, because we was getting the sincere milk. Now, we get the same stuff they got. See, in a way, the enemy have broke us down as a people, as a nation, broke us down with that garbage. And if you are able to have a baby and you listen, breastfeed that baby. And I ain't talking about breastfeeding as much as I want to talk about the Word of God that just came out. You want the sincere milk of the Word, okay? Then, if we're talking about growing, if you're gonna grow in grace, you gotta when you get the sincere milk of the Word. Why you think God tell you to love his word? Why you think John 15:7 says abide in the word and the word abide in you? When you abide in the word, in the truth, and you shall know the truth, and you shall know the truth. See, you want to speak truth. There is no reason not to speak truth.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, can you speak? Yeah, you can speak it all the time. And I'll be honest with you. Sometimes there are consequences when you speak truth. Let me be the first to tell you. But you got to speak truth. Because that's, if you're going to grow up in God, because God speaks truth.
Yes.
God don't have time for liars.
That's
and you can't patch this thing. It's either truth or it's not. Somebody said, well, I want to show you. No, it's either God, but if we're going to grow and you're sincere about growing in God's grace and doing the things that God does, you're going to have to operate in truth. 2 Thessalonians 1:3 says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet. Because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other. So that's the second one I was telling you about. You got to have faith, and you got to have grace, and you got to have the Word of God. You're going to always have that if you're going to be part of God's kingdom. You will always operate in the Word of God. Faith and grace, or grace and faith, because God gives his grace before the foundation of the world. And when God showed me that scripture this morning, it was like, I've been knowing you. I knew you before you was forming your mother's womb. Then he said, I formed you. If he never said that, I just went on with this stuff and this whole business about. But when he said, I formed you. So I was thinking, my daddy, he said, no. I formed you. I formed you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My daddy might drop the seed, but God formed me into his image, after his likeness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I read that in Jeremiah. But if we're going to grow, you're going to have to start with truth. You're going to have to accept his grace. I don't care if you talk about grace every day. You got to live in grace. You got to abide in grace. You got to do grace. And not any kind of grace. We won't talk about it today. But we got to have the same kind of grace that God has.
Amen.
Same kind. I don't know why you think you're going to be like God and then you can't act like God. Let me tell you what. Basketball, football, all these different sports, they all have the same jersey on. They all think alike because they have one of each other. And that's the same thing with what I'm saying to us, brothers and sisters. If you're going to put on God kind of grace, you got to do the God kind of stuff. Love like God loves. Mm-hmm. Have his kind of righteousness, not your own righteousness. Don't you put together a package. Don't you put together a little package of righteousness and say, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I think it's okay to do it. No, you get in the Word of God and you accept his righteousness. Here it comes. By faith. But that's what you live by. Because without it, you can't please God. Hebrews 11 and 6. So if you want to please God, you have to be in his word. You have to accept his gift of grace. And you have to live by faith. That will never change, man. That will never change. And if you ain't ready to live by grace and talk about grace every day, you ain't ready to do the God stuff. You should have a desire. Yeah, don't make me go there. The desire. What is your desire? Do you have a desire to grow by the word of God, or you have a desire to want to grow a different way? Big difference. But if you're planning on growing in the holy things of God, it becomes necessary. You know what the Bible says in Ephesians 4 and 15? I think I'll speak on that for a moment. That'd be the last scripture. And then I'll tell you all what we're going to deal with tomorrow. It said, but speaking the truth in love. You got to speak truth. Well, what is that? The word of God.
Amen.
Speak truth in love. May grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. If you're ever to grow up into the things of God and be like Christ, you're going to have to speak truth. And that's the word of God. And don't give me his business, I tried. No, you can speak the truth. You don't try this one. This is something you have to do.
Yeah.
That's another thing. We got to stop trying, and we got to do it. God said to do it. And I read somewhere over there that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You said it. Then bless God, do it. Speak the truth. When I tell people Galatians 5:16 is real for me, to me, that I walk by his spirit, that's the truth. Because I walk by his word. John 6:63 says, thy word is spirit and truth. That's how I know I'm walking in the spirit, because I'm walking in his word. I ain't walking on some ideal or some feeling. I feel like it. No, you don't feel this. You do this. Nowhere in the Bible does it teach you to live by what you feel. That ain't even scripture, man. And if it, wherever you get it, it's not sound doctrine. Let me put it to you that way. It's not sound doctrine. And you want sound doctrine so you can grow. And then speak the truth in love. And it ain't like, well, you know, I really want to. No, just tell them what the word of God say. You may lose your head. That's what happened to John the Baptist. He said it's wrong to have that brother Philip White. Just like it's wrong, brother and sister, to commit adultery. It's wrong to commit fornication. And if somebody asks me, is it all right? No, it's not all right. It's not all right.
Amen.
See, that's the truth. Well, then I tell them something like this. I say, what God's word say? Let God speak to you. That's another thing, too, before I leave. What is it that, that God doing all this stuff for you and you never stop to say thank you? Woke you up, gave you your health and strength, and you don't even talk to him without begging him. God said, I wish my people just stop begging. Talk to him.
Yes.
Only, you know, it's bad. The only time you got somebody want to see you is when they begging. You wouldn't like that. Only time I call pastors when I'm begging for something. You wouldn't like that. I mean, how about just a friendly phone call, huh? How about just holler at God? Hey, Lord, how's it going up there in heaven? Just holler at
him. Amen.
The enemy made them bother with your mind or got a lot of dust, and you forget that he was the one that brought you, and you forget to say thank you. But if you can remember, just look at yourself and start thanking God. Just start with your shoes, your feet, your ankle. Just look, thank you. I'm able to stand. He might want to hear that. He may want to hear from you.
Amen.
The grace of God, I'm going to give y'all these scriptures. And when I say the grace of God, I'm talking about the God kind of grace. If I just say grace, I'm not talking about, but I'm talking about growing in God's kind of grace.
Amen.
And Psalms 84 and 7, and I found Proverbs 4:18. I'm letting you get a pencil and paper, because I'm going to ask y'all to help me out. Y'all know I'm working. And I go back over these scriptures. Psalms 84:7. We're not doing them today. Proverbs 4:18. Philippians 1:6. Philippians 9:9-11. I write this down. Oh, okay. That was 1. Well, you ever write stuff down and can't? Okay, so I wrote Philippians 1, and then I wrote verses 11, and Philippians 3:12-15. That's what I did. Philippians 3:12-15, and Colossians 1:10. Those are some scriptures that we're going to deal with at some point in time this week. But right now, anyone have anything they want to share? And then I did say that about believing, we're going to give you scriptures on faith and that kind of thing. We'll deal with that tomorrow. But meanwhile, anybody have anything they want to share?
Good afternoon again, and Pastor, I just wanted to read Ephesians 4, and you read 15 to 14 through, they don't want to say, well, the Message Bible is 14 through 6, but read Ephesians 4:15. So reading it from Let me read it from the King James, and I'll go over here to the Message Bible. It says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And then from the Message Bible, it says, no prolonged fantasies among us, please. We're not tolerated babes in the woods, small children who are an easy mark for imposters. God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth and tell it in love. Like Christ in everything, we take our lead, who is the source of everything we do. He keeps us in step with each other. His very breath and blood flow through us, nourishing us so that we will grow up healthy in God, robust in love. Amen, amen. And as you was teaching, that's what I was hearing, God's word as it comes through. And you were talking about the sincere word. Yes, we most certainly need to have God's word, as you were sharing. And they are giving back, Pastor, to breastfeeding their babies now. I know the doctors finally come back around to say that this milk is better for the children. And you can tell the breastfed babies, and then the babies just fed on formula. The breastfed babies, they're more healthier. They're more plump, you know, you could see them. I mean, they just, if you see the babies and see them side by side, you can tell right off which one is breastfed and which one wasn't. So, it's a big difference. And so that's how it is with God's word. Once you allow God's word to be in you, it's a difference between you and that person that don't know God.
Amen.
Because you're going to speak God's word. And, yes, we have to speak it in love. And when we speak it in love, they can receive it or not, you know. And a lot of times, if they're not ready, they're not going to receive it. But we do our part. We planted that seed. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Yes,
amen.
To everyone, I just want to say, piggyback Pastor Bell, there's a chemical called colostrum that's in breast milk from humans, and it only lasts for 2 weeks after you deliver your baby. So after your baby really gets that colostrum, that's the things that fight off all the antibodies and everything. You know, I mean, animals have it too, but we as humans, you know, sometimes you see people breastfeeding and the child can walk. Well, it's way too long because really the colostrum goes after 2 weeks. You know, those are the things, the important chemicals that are needed that God gave us to fight off everything.
Yeah.
They came up with the rest of it, the measles shots and the polio shots and all that other stuff, you know. But God has something called colostrum, and it's in our breast milk for 2 weeks. You know, it's pure.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't imitate that, see? They can imitate filling the baby up with the milk, stimulate, and Infamil, but you can't put colostrum in there because colostrum is something that God made. Okay, so it's authentic.
Amen.
That's all we
Amen.
Say. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's why the babies, they look so much healthier and, you know, and they learn quicker and because they're getting that sincere milk, nothing put in it. You know, that's their milk from God. I like that, Evangelist Sharon. Thank you for giving us
that.
Yeah,
thank you so much. And I want to say this, too. If you stop and think about it, as newborn babes, it says as newborn babes. And so when she said that, I went back to that scripture. It's talking about a newborn, just like she's talking about. Newborn.
Amen.
Newborn.
Yes. Yes.
Not somebody that got here and been here for 2 months. Newborn. Not somebody
that's right.
been here
that's
for
right.
6 weeks, but newborn.
That's
See,
right.
That's where the church has failed. The church have failed to teach. Soon somebody get saved, give them the Bible. But they don't do that. Soon
Amen.
They get saved, well, here's the church ordinance. You got to be at Sunday school. You got to be part of the choir. Be part of the deacon board. We want you over here on the junior usher. See, they do all of that. That person's spirit is wide open. It would take whatever you give it. And that's the time where you need to stick that word in them and say, get that word and eat it and don't get off of it.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
But they wait till they get 50 and 60, then they want to have a retreat.
Yes. Woo! So true.
But it's
so
true. I'm being honest. I am being honest.
Yeah.
When a new convert, there are people I've led to the word, to the Lord, people I've led to the Lord, first thing I do is put the Bible on them. God had me make these sheets about 35 years ago. Then I would give them these I am sheets. And you declare what the word of God say you are.
Amen.
Yeah.
I gave out a bunch of them up there at your ministry, Pastor. I think I gave out about
about
of them things up there.
Amen.
Yeah.
And them
we
little kids, them little kids are still on it. They still on it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And even the grandbabies is reading them now.
And they'll remember that stuff. That's what they need to remember. I'll say this, even though some of it wasn't actually the truth, but they would have us to say little speeches, and you would remember those speeches. Well, you can do the same thing with the word of God. You can give them that word and start declaring who you are. And what the word say you are, I'll write them down. I'll give them to you. Because I want children to start growing. Because that's how you grow. You grow by the word, by the sincere milk of the word. That's what you get born by.
Yeah.
Little kids need to be saying, I'm the light of the world. I'm a partake of the divine nature. That's the stuff they need to be saying. Because if they hear that, they'll believe that.
Yes.
Amen.
That's what's going on with a lot of these rappers. These rappers, you hear them rap, they believe that stuff they saying. I'm a gangster. I do that.
Yeah.
And they hear that stuff and then they believe that.
Yes.
And they
yes.
act on it.
Yes.
And if we would reverse that and give people the word of God like that and tell them, hey, just stop saying this stuff. You start declaring that Ephesians 4:24 is yours. I am the righteousness of God. I am holy. I am a lively stone. See, if we get them to start rehearsing that, rehearsal. Heard that guy say on the football field last night, he said, we rehearsing this play all the time. So I knew it was going to work because they rehearsing it. In the book of Acts, the Bible said they rehearsal. Yeah, it's in there.
Thank you.
And not just singing songs. We need to rehearse the word of God going through our veins.
Yeah.
And declare that the devil is our enemy, not one another. We're friends.
Amen.
We love one another. The enemy, the devil is the biggest enemy we got. Matter of fact, last time I checked, that's the only enemy I got. Him and his demons.
All right. Amen.
Anybody else?
Praise God.
Anyone else?
Thank God for his word.
Yes.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry I had a client. This is Overseer. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
Blessed.
I'm blessed. I not long got here, but the phone been steady ringing. I'm trying to listen to the broadcast, but I couldn't really say anything. Oh, I just thank God for what I heard. And I just wanted to come in and say good afternoon. Maybe I could, when I join another day, maybe I'll comment. But y'all have a blessed day. And know that
God
I love y'all.
We love you too. God bless you.
Amen.
We love you too.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless
Amen.
You. Amen.
We love you too. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay. We still here. Anyone else? I thank you all so much. And we'll see y'all tomorrow.